Good morning, church. Welcome to Home Church. We are so excited to have you here with us. Before we get started today, I'm going to ask everybody to stand to your feet as we all pray together, as we approach the throne of the living God. If you'd bow your heads with me. Father God, we are so thankful to have breath in our lungs today to worship you with. We are so thankful to have a pastor who is going to be preaching the word of God to us. We just ask that today would be a day where you are glorified beyond all measure, that all eyes and hearts would be turned to you today, that together we would grow as a congregation, and that we would grow in worship and love of you and your Son. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to do our meet and greet as usual, though. I'm going to encourage you, if you are in the back, take this time of the meet and greet to come forward a couple pews. Let us squeeze in a little bit, but go and meet and greet one another. If I could have everybody please take your seats, take your new seats, come forward. What a beautiful day outside, amen? Amanda and I were driving here and she pointed out how beautiful it looks. She is the type of person though that can tell when the light changes for fall. I am not that person. I see in 8 colors, they come in the original crayon box. But it is as cold as it has been. It is coming into that springtime, and we are so excited to have nice weather and just be able to gather together in that. Before we get started today, we do have a few announcements. First and foremost for us, Elevate, that is our, that's right, our middle school and high school retreat that is held at Point Loma University, which is a Nazarene university. It is a great time. It is happening in San Diego. It is coming up. So May 24th to the 27th, we are approaching the deadline of needing hard answers of who is going. So if you are interested in that and you did not put your name in at the meeting, please make sure you reach out to Amanda and I so we can get you signed up for that. Vacation Bible School, VBS, is coming June 17th through the 19th. So please save the dates. Come dive into God's Word as we have a scuba theme. You do not need to be scuba qualified in order to attend. But bring a snorkel. I don't know. We are bringing Home to the Homeless April 30th. So we are doing another Feed the Homeless night. Yeah, let's give some applause for that one. So we're asking that you come be the hands and feet of Jesus as we feed those in need, as we spread the gospel. We will be meeting in the gym at 4 p.m. for the food prep, and we will be leaving at 5:30 to go distribute the food. If you have any questions at all about that, you can contact Miss Majesta Painter. We have the Just Older Youth Potluck next Sunday. That is April 14th after second service in the gym. So if you are attending that, please make sure you bring a dish to share. And Women's Breakfast got moved because of a freezing weather. So that will be this Saturday, April 13th at 8 a.m. As always, please RSVP to Ricky so that we can buy the proper amounts of food. We've got so much going on here, guys. I'm not done. Marriage and Dating Series is starting this Thursday at 6:30. April 11th, so everybody is invited. It is for married people as well as single people, but we also this year are adding in a teens and preteens units, so they will be having their own study on dating, the importance of waiting for marriage. That will be happening at the same time. And then for kids under 10, we do have childcare. So please bring the whole family. We will all congregate together. We will all be learning this really just important lesson. So if you don't have your calendars, you can pull out your phone, mark that on your calendar now. Go on, pull out your phone, mark it on your calendar. It's the little app with the date on it. And while your phone is out, silence it. Yeah, y'all didn't see that coming. So we do have that event. We're very excited. And lastly, we have the Sidewalk Prophets coming April 19th. Doors open at 6:15. You can purchase tickets online, but check out this video for more information.
What's going on, Home Church? It's Dave from Sidewalk Prophets. Cannot wait to come and see the awesomeness that is Home Church. That's right. Sidewalk Prophets coming to your church April 19th, right there in Sparks. We cannot wait for it. Go to sidewalkprophets.com to get your tickets for the Songs and Stories Tour. It's been one of my favorite tours we've ever done. I get to share stories and enjoy. My buddies Dan and Cal get to blow your mind with musical prowess. It's awesome. Again, go to sidewalkprophets.com. Get those tickets today. We can't wait to see you right there at your home church.
All right, how many are excited for Sidewalk Prophets? Woo! I'm excited. So as we enter into this time of giving and offering, my life, my understanding of this has just been profoundly deepened. We are studying Leviticus in Hope in the Future, which is our ladies group after second service. And you know, we don't have, in that time period, they didn't have like green dollar bills to, you know, put into a basket and help feed the priest. They brought grain or meat, animals, to help feed the priest. At the beginning of Leviticus, they introduced five different offerings. Two of them were for forgiveness. Two of them were to say, thank you, Father God, thank you. And then there was the burnt offering. Okay, this offering did not feed the priests. This offering was burnt completely. This offering was to say, I am completely committed to you. and I trust you wholly. So let's say it was a 600-pound bull, and they burned that bull. That's about 600 meals going up in smoke. That's like two people, if there was refrigeration at that time period, that's like my husband and I having 300 dinners, almost a year's worth of dinners, going up in smoke. But they knew their God. They knew that God Almighty could take care of 600 people, that God Almighty could take care of their meals for a year. And so when in Leviticus 8:21, it says the burnt offering was a sweet aroma to God. Not just because it was a great barbecue, okay, but because the heart of the one giving it trusted God to such depth, they were willing to just know that God could completely take care of them. So, as we go into this service and give to God, let's go ahead and stand, and then we're going to pray. And I challenge you to trust God, to trust Him with some profound depth that you haven't had before. Father God Almighty, thank you that you care for us. Thank you that you care to a place that you'll take care of 600. You'd take care of this service and next service and bring home leftovers. Father, may we trust you and be committed to you profoundly and deeply, Father God. In the very strong name of Jesus, amen.
Worthy is his name, amen? He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to worship the Creator this morning. Sing with us. Worship with us. Lift your voice as we sing out this new song.
Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's in me, bless his name. Everything I have under his control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
I don't know if you guys hear in those lyrics. Everything I have is under his control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Let's sing that out.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that's in me, bless his name. Everything I have under his control, bless the Lord, oh my soul,
bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh.
gonna sing out this next verse. He gave me hands so I can clap for him. He gave me feet so I can walk with him. He gave me voice so I can talk with him. Bless the Lord. Who's got it down now? Let's sing it one more time. Here we go. We'll bless the Lord, oh my soul.
All that's in me, bless his name. Everything I have under his control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Give me hands
so I can clap for him.
Give me feet
so I can walk with him. Gave me voice so I can talk with him.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. All that's in me, bless his name. Everything I have under his control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hands so I can
clap for him.
Give me feet so I can walk with him.
Give me voice so I can talk to him.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord. Let's start from the top one more time. We'll bless the Lord,
oh my soul. All that's in me, bless his name. Everything I have under his control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
He gave me hands
so I can clap for him.
Gave me feet
so I can walk with him.
Gave
me voice so I can talk with him. Bless the Lord.
One more time from the top. Let's back up, singers, let's back up. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
All that's in me, bless his name. Everything I have under his control. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
He gave me hands
so I can clap for him.
Gave me feet
so I can walk with him.
Gave me voice
so I can talk with him.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Amen.
Thank you.
Tu nombre es poder.
We thank you for creating us so that we can come and praise your name. We thank you for creating every bit of us and every one of us so that we can shout hallelujah to the name of Jesus. We praise you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. We pray that this day would be the day of salvation for many. We pray, Lord, that as our loved ones are still hold out, that you would call them by name because you have created them. And everything that they have is yours. Take it, Lord, and bless them with salvation. We pray over our pastor that he would deliver such a powerful message that those who know you would rejoice and those who don't know you would come to faith. Jesus, name above all names, we pray it in your name. Amen.
Glorioso Jesús, contigo, Señor, no hay cadenas, no hay tinieblas, Señor. Gracias por tu misericordia, por tu bondad, Señor. Tú todo lo puedes, Padre nuestro. Gracias por tu bendición a nuestra congregación. Gracias por el mundo que tú das esperanza al mundo, Señor. La esperanza está solo en ti, Señor, porque tú todo lo puedes. Gracias por cambiar nuestros corazones y estamos aquí para fortalecer nuestro espíritu, Señor, con la palabra que tienes a partir de nuestro pastor Carlos. Bendice a nuestra congregación, bendice la palabra que viene de parte tuya en la voz de nuestro pastor, nuestro líder. En el nombre de Jesús oramos. Amén.
Amen. Let's give the Lord praise this morning. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing that chorus out one more time. Your name is power.
Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name
morning in Jesus' name. I want to second what Pastor Pepe said, Lord, this morning. I pray that you would burn like a fire. May the backslider come back home. May healing be in this place. May our hearts be restored in Jesus' name. May our lives be restored. May you give back what the enemy stole. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name that we as a people would have faith to believe that. To believe that, no matter how young or how old we are, that we would believe that you can give back what the enemy has taken away. May we be reminded this morning, we pray this in Jesus' precious name and only in his name we pray. And all God's children said, amen. 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 You may be seated this morning. Thank you. Thank you, worship team. We appreciate you this morning. Can somebody say amen? Yes, amen. We have a couple birthdays in the house. We have Patty Kavika. I believe she comes to second service. It's her birthday, okay? Last week, I believe it was. So we want to wish her a happy birthday. So if you see Patty, just give her a big hug, okay? Shock her, surprise her, all right? And just say happy birthday. Also, Uriah, it's his birthday. And so if he's watching online this morning, we want to say happy birthday to Uriah. And also today, it's Mateo's birthday. He is 13 years old. He's a teenager. Amen. Someone pray for me. Pray for us, I should say. Amen. So proud of Mateo. And we before we get started, sometimes, some of you know this, if you're visiting with us or if you're watching online, just know we do have these prayer cards. And so if you're watching online and you want to send us a prayer through email, we do pray as a staff every Monday or Tuesday whenever we meet. We pray for these needs, even if it's written down on a bottle wrapper. And I say that because we had the Women's Aspire, and there was a woman who filled out this very, very touching heart. She's going through a lot, and don't know who she is, never seen her again, but she put out a prayer request, and we prayed for her. So if you have a prayer, if you have a need, you go ahead and put your name, or you can just put, you don't have to put your name, and you can just put your prayer request there. But sometimes it's nice to have a name because it's good to know who we're praying for, amen? And you want to stand in the gap for somebody, you want to pray for someone, go ahead and do that. We would appreciate that. And also, if you're visiting with us, sometimes we forget to say this, or if you're here and you have a comment or a suggestion or something that's on your heart, we have these welcome cards you could also fill out. They're right in front of you. They should be in front of you. And we also want to thank our little... We have two young ladies, every service, it's their ministry. They go around on top of Rosalie, who does it every Thursday, sharpens the pencils and makes sure the papers are in order. Amen? So we want to thank them as well. Amen. If you brought your Bible, say amen. Okay, if you didn't bring your Bible, don't say amen. Just follow my instructions. We have some Bibles here at the church, thanks to Home Church of the Nazarene. Bought these beautiful, brand new Bibles. For us to use just in case you don't have one. I was hearing a story from our brother, Mr. Juan, who said when he first came to church, he didn't have a Bible, and the Bible was sitting right there in the pew, and he grabbed one and was able to use one. And so may these be used as a tool. So if you didn't bring your Bible this morning, do me a favor, go ahead and grab the Bible in front of you, okay? And we're going to read together, all right? Can we do that? Amen. We're going to go to the book of Joel this morning, and I believe it's, I checked beforehand, I believe it's page 640, 640, so if you're using this Bible, the church Bible, okay, if you're using this Bible, you can go to page 640, if you're using your own Bible, it's somewhere in the middle, it's right before Matthew, and Amos, Micah, Zechariah, Malachi, so if you go to Matthew, you're going too far, just go back a little bit, and you're right there. Joel chapter 2. Oh, man. Joel chapter 2. If you are there, raise your Bible in the air like you just don't care. Okay? Amen. Amen. We're going to still wait for a few. I don't see some hands in the air like they just don't care. So we're going to give it a minute or two. As we read together in chorus. Actually, I'll go ahead and read and let this. I hope, is Brother Ron here this morning? Because I'm going to need the security to guard the doors. Because when we read this first verse, before we read that, you can take that away right now. When we read this real quick, I have a feeling people are gonna jump out their pews and they're gonna just go crazy for God. So guard the doors. Where's our security? Let's guard the doors. Because when I read this scripture, maybe it's just the moment what I was going through, just in that hour and that time, I just started crying, I just started weeping, and I just started thanking God for this right here. You guys ready to read? Hold on one second. If you're ready, put your Bible in the air like you just don't care. Amen. 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 Put your phone in the air like you just don't care. There we go. Okay. Put your iPhone. All right. There we go. There we go. Amen. And it reads right here, Joel chapter 2, verse 25. So I will restore to you. You church, you missed it. You missed it. How many know the Word of God is alive? The Word of God is real. It's these words. It's not just a ink on a page. It's life. I'm gonna back up again. I'm gonna back up. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Okay. You ever see a truck driver? He's learning how to drive the semi. He has to back up a few times. He goes and you're da, 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 and then he just can't get it right. You gotta do about 3 or 4 times. I'm gonna read this again. And when I read this, I want you to think about some of the things life has taken from you. I want you to think about some of the things that the enemy has taken from you. He says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten. Amen. Amen. The crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you shall eat plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Can someone say amen? Look at your neighbor and say, the God that can restore. Look at your neighbor on the other side and say, he is able. He is able. For some of you who might be sitting here wondering why I'm even doing this, is because there are people here, when I read this first verse, they're already hearing from God. They're already hearing from God. God is already speaking to them like he spoke to me before the message is even preached. We're already giving God praise because we know his word is true and he is faithful. So I will restore to you the years the swarming locust has eaten. Let me give some background on this passage. Joel, whatever you want to call him, Brother Joe, is the pastor. He is the prophet of Judah. That's a divided nation. It's separated. And he has been given the assignment to prophesy to the side of Israel. That's Judah. Okay? Judah means praise. And it's a reminder that you can be given the name praise and yet still be divided and separated from God. God has a word for them because they have strayed from God. They have been disobedient. And the Lord now is challenging them, and they're experiencing drama. Someone say drama. Drama. They're experiencing drama. And God has sent a swarm of locusts to come, and the locust has come, and it has eaten and chewed up everything in sight. Everything. The crops, the bushes, the animals. It's not just one set of locusts. When one set of locusts would come, another locust would come. After that locust came, another locust came. It's devastating. All because people have chosen to disobey God. And I think about that, some of the drama that we're going through, even as a nation, if we're real this morning, is because of the disobedience. One storm after another, one drama after another drama, one situation after another situation, one variant after another variant. Can someone say amen? One plague after another plague. Anytime you read locusts in the Bible, it's a signal of God's judgment. When you read about locusts in Exodus chapter 10, Pharaoh has the plague. Pharaoh refuses to let my people go. Locusts come. Deuteronomy, the trees are consumed. The produce of the land is devoured. Locusts. In Amos chapter 4, forgive me if I'm wrong, but Amos chapter 4, locusts devour everything. In Amos chapter 4. So now I want to go to Joel chapter 1. Let's go. We're gonna back up. We're going to go to Joel chapter 1, verse 1. Joel chapter 1, again, go to page 640, if you're using the church Bible. If you're there, please say amen. Okay, Joel chapter 1. And it reads, the word of the Lord that came to Joel. Verse 2, hear this, you elders, and give ear, all you inhabitants of the land. Has anything like this happened in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your about it. Let your tell there and there another generation what the chewing locust left. The swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the crawling locust has eaten. And what the crawling locust left, the consuming locust has eaten. My goodness, I used to think the cucaracha was the last thing on the planet. Like, it was like the bottom. This one right here is the consuming locust. That's the bottom of the bottom right there. The consuming locust. Awake, you drunkards, and weep and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the new wine, for it has been cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, strong and without number. His teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he has the fangs of a fierce lion. He has laid waste my vine and ruined my fig tree. He has stripped it bare and thrown it away. Its branches are made white. The bottom line is, judgment has come upon them because they dishonored and disobeyed God. Verse 9, the grain offering and the drink offering have been cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn who minister to the Lord. The field is wasted. The land mourns, for the grain is ruined. The new wine is dried up. The oil fails. Some of you missed it right here. The problem is not only are they having an issue because their hearts are turned from God, the people stop giving their offerings to God. Right here. Verse 11, be ashamed, you farmers. Wail, you vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine has dried up, and the fig tree has withered. The pomegranate tree, the palm tree, and also the apple tree. All the trees of the field are withered. Surely joy has withered away from the sons of men. Everything is dried up. It's a sad day. Can you imagine all the palm trees being dried up? Talk about, I mean, this is worse than inflation. This is bad. Everything is dried up. At least we still got apple trees. Can someone say amen? Amen. Everything is devastating. But you know, the one thing I know about our God, the God that we serve, and all the judgment that has come, he's still a God that gives us another chance. Amen. I used to say he's a God of a second chance, but after I've been through enough second chances, I stop saying second chance. I just say he's a God of another chance, and another chance, and another chance, and another chance by his grace and mercy, and another chance while the blood is still warm in our veins. Can somebody say amen? He's a God of another chance. Anybody grateful here and thankful he's a God of another chance? Amen. And so he, as we go into verse 13 and 14, it's a call to repentance. It's a very simple word this morning. He's calling you and me. He's calling the world. He's calling the United States of America to repentance. But it's sad, we're a nation that doesn't care about the things of God like we used to. We do what's right in our own eyes. We do what we think is right, regardless of what the scripture says. We do what we want to do. But he says, repent. Verse 13, he says, gird yourselves and lament, you priest. He's talking to me and you. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth. You who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. It's time for us to cry out to God. I don't know where you're at in your life, but I want to challenge you this morning. This is a word from the Lord, and he's calling us to change. Verse 15, alas, for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as destruction from the Almighty. Is not the food cut off before your eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed shrivels under the clods. Storehouses are in shambles. Barns are broken down, for the grain has withered. How the animals groan. The herds of the cattle are restless because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep suffer punishment. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of farms in our country going up in smoke. But still, by the mercy of God, it's not as bad as this. It's a sad day. The midst of country that we live in is devastated, just like in the days of Judah. It's happening this day. And then we get to chapter 2, verse 1. He says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. For it is at hand, a day of darkness and gloominess, a day of clouds and thick darkness like the morning clouds spread over the mountains. A people come, great and strong, like of whom has never been. Nor will there ever be any such after them, even for many successive generations. Here's what God's saying. If you don't respond to the locusts, if you don't respond to the locusts that have brought to remind you, how do you know when 9/11 happened, the world got saved? How many know there are things that happen in life sometimes God is trying to get our attention? And whether it was God or not, God can use things in order for us to put our focus back onto God. But God is saying here, if you don't respond to the locusts I've sent, I'm going to send an army greater to bring judgment in a way that you've never seen in your whole entire life. God is saying, I have given you an opportunity to repent. And I'm thinking to myself, why would God give us another chance after we constantly turn against him time and time again? He gives us another chance. Why? And then I'm reminded right here in verse 18. It says, then the Lord will be zealous for his land and pity his people. Aren't you glad God didn't give you what you deserved? He gave you pity. Amen. He's rich right here, and he pities his people. Verse 19, the Lord will answer and say to his people, behold, I will send you grain and a new wine and oil, and you will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among the nations. Oh my goodness, I thought somebody was going to jump up and get crazy for God, but it's okay. Verse 20, but I will remove far from you the northern army, and will drive him away into a barren and desolate land with his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea. His stench will come up and his foul odor will rise because he has done monstrous things. That's a beautiful place to say amen. God says, I'm going to take your enemies. And he says, I'm going to not just send them away, I'm going to send them far away. So I'm going to drive them to a barren place. They tried to get rid of you. He says, guess what? I'm going to remove them. They tried to hurt you. He says, don't worry about it. I got your back. They might have fired you. They might have talking bad about you. They might have, whatever it is. They've taken your children, whatever it's done. He says, I'm going to drive your enemies far away from you. Verse 21, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done marvelous things. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the field, for the open pastures are springing up, and the tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their strength. You missed another spot to say amen. God says, and I don't, what I'm going to do is not only so amazing, I'm going to even give the animals a blessing. They're going to have a place to feed. Can someone say amen? Amen. The animals. You got any animal lovers here? The animals are going to be blessed. He says, I'm going to give them a place. I'm going to give them open pastures. Verse 23, be glad, then you children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given you the former rain. The former rain, and will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. Someone say, it's about to rain. You can even say it in Spanish. It's okay. It's about to rain. I'm going to give Pastor Pepe some time. It's about to rain. You're watching online. Words have power. It's about to rain. And this ain't a rain of judgment. This is a rain of blessing. It's about to rain. Verse 24, the threshing floors shall be full of wheat. So Pastor Carlos can make his pizzas. And the vat shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust. My great army which I sent among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dwelt wondrously with you. Hallelujah. The God we serve is going to restore everything the devil took from you. Somebody better get ready because your dance is coming back, unless you're Matt and Amanda. Somebody better get ready, and this is really, honestly, when I was writing this sermon, I don't know why or what, but God would put on my heart for second service for this line right here. Somebody better get ready because their career is coming back. Somebody better be ready because their joy is coming back. Somebody better get ready because not only are they making changes in their life, they're going to apply this word to their life and they're going to have faith, but their hope is coming back. Their ministry is coming back. Their love for God is coming back. Their kids are coming back. I'm going to say it again. Their kids are coming back. Their grandchildren are coming back. Their parents are coming back. God is prophesying. He will restore everything the devil took. You say, Pastor, it's hopeless. They're in prison. They're in jail. You don't know the situation. The doctor said there is no going back. God says right here, I will restore everything the enemy took. You know, when the plague of locusts would attack a country, and you can look this up, even in modern day science, in certain places of the world, when locusts would come, it was hopeless. Because the locust was something they called unstoppable. So even in Pharaoh's day, when the locust came, there was nothing they can do. It was, they just got to let it go because it could not be stopped. It was unstoppable. I'm here to tell you this morning, by the grace of God, whatever has come into your life that you thought could not be stopped, God says, I have the last say. Amen. I have the last say. Whatever is in your life that's unstoppable, whatever has come into your life that has destroyed and taken and eaten everything up around you, your finances, whatever it is, God says, hey, the world says you can't get it back. I'm going to give it back to you better than ever. Press it down, shaken together. It's going to be put into you. It's going to be. But do we have faith to believe that? Can we believe that this morning? Can we repent this morning? Can we turn to God? Maybe there's something you need God to restore to you this morning, whatever that is. While I was preparing this sermon, I was praying for individuals in our church. Staff members, board members, people in our church, I said, God, restore unto them
the years in my life, the years the enemy has taken. And I believe he's going to. And I believe he will. Amen. Let's bow our heads this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love that verse. He says, consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Some of you already know what's coming. By the grace of God this morning. Hallelujah. Praises to his name. Praises to your name, God. Consecrate a fast. Call the sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land. And to the house of the Lord your God, cry out to the Lord. This morning, we're going to open the altars. And I always make a call for salvation. You're here this morning, you're not right with Jesus. God is not living in your heart. You want to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. I encourage you to do that right now. Say, Father, forgive me of my sin. I'm sorry. I'm a sinner. I come back to you. I turn back to you. This morning, I so appreciate our sister's prayer. She said, I pray the backslider come back home. You're watching online this morning. You're backslidden in your heart. Backslidden in your heart. I mean, you know God. You love Jesus, but you have left him. You have been doing what you want to do. You're not living for him anymore. You are living a life of sin. Whatever that is, you are backslidden in your heart. You have taken a few steps back. God is here to remind you he loves you. He died for you. He wants to forgive you this morning, but you have to make that decision. It's more than just a prayer. May it be your heart. May your heart turn to him this morning. That's you this morning. Say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. I am sorry. I turn to you. I repent. I repent this morning. I cry out to you. I give you my life. I do believe you died for me and you rose on the third day. You are coming back again. Can someone say amen? I give you my heart. I give you my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are things life has taken from many of us. I was talking to a family the other day who's trying to have, they want more children, and they're not able. And so they asked me to pray for them, and I did. And I'm not sure what's going to happen, but sometimes life, we want certain things, and just life has taken joy, has taken things from us. And so this morning, I wanna urge you, for the believer, you're serving the Lord, you're on fire for God, you love God, but you want God to restore some things that the enemy maybe has taken, that life has taken. Instead of you just saying, you know what, I'm okay with that, I'm just gonna live with it. I'm going to live with that. No, I'm going to call you this morning to step out in faith and come to the altar this morning. And you know what? By the grace of God, if these altars are full, I would even encourage you to come up to the stage and lay a hold of God this morning. Lay a hold of the Creator. You're a teenager in this place. You're a child. And you say, you know what? I want God to restore to me. There are some things on my heart that I want God to do in my life. Whatever that is, I want to encourage you to come down the altar and pray. Because God can and he will restore. But you have to be willing to ask him. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. This morning, I want to encourage you, church, at this time. May we come to the altar. May we take this time and pray this morning. Can we do that, church? Amen. Let's take this time right now. Let's come and pray. Let's lay a hold of God. Bring your spouse. Bring your loved one. Come by yourself. Come to the altar of faith, the altar of salvation, the altar of hope, the altar of peace, the altar of children, the altar of grandchildren. Come to the altar this morning and lay it at his feet and believe with me. And I promise you, his word will not come back void. May he restore unto you the years the locust has eaten. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to encourage our staff members and board members, if there's someone here at the altar you want to just pray for, you can come behind them and lay hands and pray for someone this morning. Maybe you are a staff member and you are praying. May we come and pray behind you this morning. Amen. Let's do that. Take our time and pray. There is no rush right now in this moment. Come and pray at the altar. Amen. Continue praying, continue praying. I want to make a second call. Continue praying. I want to make a second call. Maybe if you can't, if you're not able to kneel at the altar, you want to come to the altar. You just want to come and you want to stand here at the altar. Please do that. Make a way. Step out in faith. Step out in faith and make a way. Make a way to the altar and pray this morning. You can stand here with me. Amen. Who care what people think? Amen. Thank you. verse 13, gird yourselves and lament, you priests, well, who minister before the altar, come lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly, gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God. Cry out to the Lord. This morning, I want to call for a fast. I didn't expect any amens, and that's okay. I didn't say it myself when God spoke to me about it's time for our church to gather again spiritually and fast. Normally when we fast as a church, we will come every night and pray in the house of God, and we break the fast. We should just have a little soup, but we've always broken it with like a steak and everything you can imagine, which I'm learning my lesson. I've learned my lesson. But we're going to do this a little differently. We're going to fast in spirit. Call for the fast starting tomorrow. And we'll break it Wednesday evening. I encourage you all to pray at home. Pray at work. Is school going to be back in? School. Kids, if you want to do it for a few hours in the day, I don't advise children to do this. Even the adults, if you can only maybe do a day or half a day. And again, fasting is not required. It's not something you have to do. But if you want to get deeper, if you want to experience a little more of God in your life, fast with me. And may God reveal to you some things that sometimes you don't get when you're consumed with the food of this world. And so I call for a water fast. If you want to go longer than the 3 days, be my guest. Be my guest. But if you want to do the 3 days with me, I would encourage you to do that. So this morning, I want to pray for those who are going to fast. I'm not going to call you to the front this morning, but I'd ask us all to stand in this moment. If you have ever, I'm not talking intermittent fasting, but if you have ever fasted more than a day, a spiritual fast, raise your hand if you ever fasted. Spiritual fast, praying and reading the word. Okay, I see some folks who have not, which is fine. You can put your hands down. May I encourage you this morning, if you want to do this, remember to drink a lot of water. And when you're hungry, pray. When you're hungry, may you say, you know, God, I'm gonna get through this. I'm gonna kill the flesh, the desires that my flesh want. I'm gonna kill it in Jesus' name, and my focus is gonna be on you. And I'm gonna praise your name through it all. And while you're praying and while you're reading God's word at night, I really believe God is gonna speak to you in ways you haven't experienced. Amen. And may I bless you this morning as we read one more time this scripture here, because I really believe God is going to do something these next few days. Trust me when I say this, I did not want to pull a fast, but when God tells me to do something, I better listen. Somebody's life, somebody's family is going to be restored. Somebody's going to get double for their trouble. Amen. Gird yourselves and lament, you priests, well, who minister before the altar. Come lie all night in sackcloth, you who minister to my God. For the grain offering and the drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to God. Who wants to do that with me? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this message. We thank you, Lord, that through the midst of the craziness and life, Father, with everything that life throws at us. Father, the world's economy, the dollar, our health, everything, Father, that the world throws at us, we know, Father, you are bigger than it all. And God, that you can sustain. And you have secret water. This world may not have water or run out of water, but you have secret water somewhere, Father. You have a secret finance. You have a secret health care system, Father, that is better than anything in this world. And so, Father, I pray not only for a protection over our families in our house, Father, the house of God, but I pray, God, for your blessing, Father, over us, Lord. And as we go into this fast, as we go move into this direction, Lord, may you cover us, may you protect us. And Father, I know in Jesus' name that some of us are going to feel like we're dying because we're not putting in worldly food. But Father, in Jesus' name, I pray that each and every one of us would have faith to know, God, that if you can do 40 days, we can do a day. If you can do 40 days, we can do two or three. And Father, may this not be in vain, but Father, may we grow closer to you. And may you restore everything the enemy has taken. And I believe you will. We believe you will. And you're going to do that. And we give you the praise and the glory ahead of time. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. And everyone said, amen. 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 Be blessed, church. Thank you. Amen.
Still my